Since President Biden dropped out of the race for the White House, Vice President Harris has become a political meme. People took videos of her speeches and remarks, her laugh, and made their own creations on social media. The same thing is true for Republican Donald Trump, who has more than 9 million followers on TikTok. NPR's Elena Moore reports he's one of just a few major GOP candidates who rely on the app as a campaign tool.
2 months ago, former President Donald Trump went somewhere no Republican leader has gone before.
The president is now on TikTok.
It's my honor.
In his first post, he's standing next to Ultimate Fighting Championship president Dana White. Then there's a series of quick video cuts. Trump walks into a stadium before a UFC fight. He greets supporters. It all lasts 13 seconds. But that short video has over 165 million views.
You have the most famous man in the world joining the most viral platform in the world. That combination of those two things probably helped get it off that quickly.
That's John McEntee. He worked in the Trump White House, but now he has another title, conservative influencer, and has nearly 3 million followers on TikTok.
You have to always speak to people where they are, whether that's FDR using the radio or JFK using the television or Obama using Facebook. It's like, where is everyone? What's our culture in 2024? Well, clearly it's TikTok.
TikTok has 170 million American users. And looking at adults under 30, a majority say they use the app, according to Pew Research Center. So voters may be on the platform, but most Republicans are not. By NPR's count, as of early July, just a handful of GOP candidates in competitive House and Senate races have accounts, and none in Congress.
I will never be on that app. I'll never have an account.
That's Florida Congresswoman Kat Kamick. She's one of a majority of Republicans who voted to effectively ban TikTok if the Chinese company that owns it doesn't sell. Kamick argues that the potential national security concerns of being on TikTok outweigh any benefit of joining, because the issues Republicans are running on hit home with voters in real life, way better than they would online on every possible platform.
If you are going to the grocery store or the gas station, or dropping your kids off at school, or driving to and from work, you're seeing it. You don't need a social media platform to tell you how bad things are.
Republican Congressman Tim Burchett of Tennessee is also steering clear of the app, even as Trump is embracing it. But he admits it could be a winning strategy in the future, whether he and his colleagues like it or not.
These are the rules, and it's an effective marketing tool. I think it's an avenue that we will take, and I hope he's successful with it.
Republican digital strategist Katie Harbath says, successful or not, Trump needs to be there. Not to win over new voters, but to speak to the ones he already has and the ones he doesn't want to lose.
TikTok is not necessarily the tool to go and find persuadable voters. Instead, it is the place to continue to engage with your base, to help with fundraising, and also get out the vote when it gets to the time of people going to the polls.
Polling shows a closer matchup for Trump among young voters after they overwhelmingly supported his opponent in 2020. And Republican strategist Eric Wilson argues, why limit yourself when you want to win over as many people as you can?
We can't be picky about where we reach voters. For example, you may not like eating tomatoes, but you better show up at the county tomato festival if that's where the voters are.
And this fall, we'll see if showing up at the so-called Tomato Festival, aka TikTok, indeed helps Republicans find their secret sauce to win. Elena Moore, NPR News.